Oh, come on, fellas, what was that?
Floyd, we can wipe that. We'll roll back to the beginning.
Get out. No, you don't. You're not wiping anything. Leave that on the record. I want everyone to know what a bunch of bums I'm working with. All right, gentlemen, let's hit it again and get it together.
One Christmas Eve in Transylvania, the townsfolk were filled with a certain mania. For on that night when the sun went down, the scary Rastafarians came into town, spreading their stuff through village and square. They caused such a panic with their offbeat air.
Ooh, Rastafarians.
Goodness gracious, they gave us a scare. The next guy up was Jimmy Cliff, frightening us all with a mean reggae riff. Could this be Christmas, we ask ourselves? Where was St. Nick and his fun-loving elves? Instead, we were treated to songs about ganja, so the crowd yelled out, "Go home, we don't want you!"
You know, we were tapping our feet, all caught up in that Caribbean beat. Vampires and ghouls started dancing with glee. It was a perfect Christmas for a cat like me. So the moral of the story is clearly there. You don't pass judgment, cause a guy has bad hair.
Count Floyd isn't lying to you, that's a true story. It actually happened in Transylvania. And you know, every year since then, on Christmas Eve, we celebrate the coming of the Rastafarians. Oh, we have a good time, and all the Rastafarians are invited to celebrate with us on the 24th. But by the 25th, they've got to be out of town, I'm telling you. Because we don't come to those guys hanging around all the time, walking around with that dried fish and everything. We tell them to get out of town and with their dreadlocks and... But for Christmas Eve night, it's beautiful. And after that, we catch them walking around, we give them a quick clip. We get those dreadlocks. So they end up looking like Sphinx. Leon Sphinx, the guy without the teeth.